A while ago on this show, of course, I used to have a video version. So if you've seen me since then, I don't think I've done a video of this exact show since, I don't even remember, maybe 2019, 2020 max. Right before the pandemic, I probably stopped recording videos of this exact show. But I have done other, I've been doing other videos, so I am accessible. I'm saying all that now because if you haven't seen me since the last time I've done the video, you would notice some changes in appearance. So, of course, I went to Miami to get some dental work done, of course. Some expensive-ass smile I got now. You know, the thing with dentists, man, something I've noticed, sometimes I get dentists that they're women and they're smaller. So their hands are smaller. You know, I don't know. It feels kind of, you know, good when, you know, got tiny hands all over my mouth. Yeah, Latina mommy, put those hands all in my mouth. Yeah. Feeling all up in there with gloves. Of course, I'm a germaphobe, so you got to get them gloves, though. I was there laying in the chair, like, fantasizing, like, oh, man, put the hands in my mouth. I like to have something else, you know? Yeah. Then she stood up and walked away, and the hygienist came to do the majority of the work. You know, the dentists, they come do the few things, ring, 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 and then they leave, and then the hygienist comes and spends like an hour, depending on how bad the hygienist is, to finish up the work. So I'm there laying back, my eyes closed, enjoying her caressing me, fingers all, yeah, you know. She got up, she left. I'm still there laying in the chair, then all of a sudden, this guy, this hygienist walks in, you know, burly dude, Spanish nigga. He sat there, okay, papi, I'm going to go ahead and clean your stuff now. Of course, you know, nobody spoke English because, you know, I was cheap, so it's still in America, it's Miami, but I like to save money, and nobody in this office speaks English. Yeah. It was like a nail salon in there. I ain't understand shit nobody was talking about. Dude sits down. Okay, papi, I'm going to go ahead and clean your mouth now. Then he reclines my chair back. No, now I was already laying flat, but he reclines my chair all the way back that my head is literally on his lap. Then he started getting to work. And I said it was a burly dude. So my head is on his lap and his the fat roll on his stomach, the roll of a stomach, you know, when chubby-ish, not fat, you know, burly guys, they have their roll. And when they sit down, his fat roll was now on my forehead. Yeah. I didn't know this chick could incline that back, that far back. And I didn't know this dude's stomach was going to be on my forehead as he worked on my mouth. And it was almost lunchtime. I could hear and feel his stomach growling right on my forehead. And he's shoving his thing in my mouth. You know, the scanner, the thing they used to scan, is like a big vacuum. He's shoving it in my mouth like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't swallow, papi. Don't swallow, papi. Don't swallow, papi. Like, wait, what the fuck? Welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. I'm Ken, by the way. Ken OG 100. This is episode numero 141. That's episode 141. We rolling out here. We're back. We're back with another episode, man. And I'm back. I'm back east. You know, last episode, I was traveling. Now I'm back. back with another one. Okay, so on this smoke break today, it's that time of my cycle. I know I said cycle, sounds weird, sounds like I'm menstruating, but no. So if you're new to the show, of course, we do have a smoke break here. I do generally smoke something in the middle, but this time around, you know, I kind of have to go on a little bit of a break, like probably a week or two, just to so my tolerance catches back, goes back down, because now my tolerance is through the roof. Even though I have like grade triple A top shelf stuff, my tolerance still goes way up quickly. So now that all the trees is done, now I have a bunch of, well, didn't I call it ABV? Because, you know, I vape, so the leaf doesn't go away. It's still there, so I could still smoke it again, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, smoking it again does get me lit. It gets me up there, but the aftertaste is not the best, and the aftertaste lingers for a long time, like a day or two. But here we are. We're going to be smoking some bullshit or a collection of already been vaped stuff, and we're going to be listening to a few things. Of course, Ye came out. I'm going to be reviewing that later on. But right now, let's talk about J-Hound. This is called Ukraine. Turn up your bass on this one. Over here, turn up them speakers. Speaking of which, Ye dropped on this smoke break. Our smoke break is still going. Of course, you know, recently I've been playing numerous songs. Of course, I'm gonna get to some Ye. Now
you've gone too far. You've gone too far, and you should hang your head in shame. For these wounds, I cannot stay. You've gone too far. You've gone too far.
Of course. The beat is crazy. But we're not gonna play the whole thing. We're gonna start from the back. Yeah, it's the same song. Forgiveness. Hallelujah.
You wanna make amends before I go. Now you wanna put your heart on the line. God knows the way you are. I will wait. 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 I will wait.
The end of the song, by the way. 6 minutes long. I started from 3:30.
Now you wanna be so sad. Wanna be with me so bad. After driving me so mad. Yeah, you know I'm still suffocating on your every lie. Yeah, you know I'm still waking up with murder on my mind. Yeah, you know I'm still suffocating on your every lie. Yeah, you know I'm still waking up with murder on my mind. And you know.
Man, this dude, he, like, the way he orchestrates his music is like the real Jesus of Nazareth is making this shit straight from heaven, bro.
I'll be real with you.
Like, the ear is ridiculous. Again, I will be going more over the Stoner score later on, but let's just hit you with one more. This, again...
All lies is
this
on
is Vultures.
Won't tell no lies, won't hold my
but we're not
time.
Gonna be playing the whole thing. We're gonna start from the back.
Give me something, bitch. I'm talking about dollar signs. Looking at home, I don't wanna fuck.
Yeah.
Give me something, bitch. I'm talking about dollar signs. Looking at home,
listen
I don't wanna
production.
Fuck.
Listen to this production. Turn it up. That is wild. So, we're just going to go straight into the Stoner score since we've already been playing a bunch of these. Vultures 1 by Kanye West. He dropped. Of course, this is during the Super Bowl. There's a lot happened since I've been done this show. Of course, I do get busy, so excuse the lateness. Yeah, I'm already feeling it. And this thing is brown as shit. You wouldn't think there's any THC in this. I'm already feeling that, for real. Vultures 1, he dropped during the Super Bowl. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl a little later. And he also dropped the Super Bowl commercial. The commercial was literally him driving in the car on his cell phone at night, like grainy ass footage, not even a new iPhone. He used the Android for this footage. Basically saying, oh, they spent $7 million on the spot for the Super Bowl that they didn't spend any money on the actual commercial. Go to Yeezy.com. It worked flawlessly. There's a bunch of numbers popping out there saying It that 7 mil brought back 19 mil at least. Pretty much, it was him shouting out his website and all the clothes, the merch for this Vulture 1 album were $20. $20. The Yeezy Pods that he's already sold it for $200 on that site. And he's saying he'll refund them the difference. And they're $20 now. You damn right I went to go cop. The fuck? A Yeezy for $20? I got mad Yeezy shit. $20? Yeah, I'm going to be wearing those sock shoes for sure. And of course, he's proven the point that, you know, there's a huge markup in all this shit. But $20 is love, bro. Oh, shit. He ain't making shit off that. $20? And, like, I know it was just a sock shoe. There's a lot of reviewers that actually pay $200 for them. They make YouTube videos reviewing it saying it's feasible, but it's not. It wasn't like $200 feasible, although other high-end designers did the same, not the same thing, but, you know, a sock with a little bit of padding, and they charged a lot more, so it's like, okay, it's designer. We know they're just marking up this shit. It really cost them less than $20 to make this shit. So I think it was pretty damn cool, man. Of course, you know, I've talked about on the show before, I do tend to skip some of the rant sessions. You know, there's a cycle of Ye wilding out. I skip a few. I skip this one as well. But now, like, there's a big reward at there. It's $20, all right? Like, everything he's envisioned for so long is finally coming to fruition. You've been saying this. But, you know, I've always thought, you know, bullshit, nigga. You ain't really trying to give the people the clothes for, like, near nothing. He really is. But everywhere he goes, you're going to... Ain't nobody going to do a deal with him and not mark that shit up. They're selling his name.
Hey, y'all, this Ye, and it's my commercial. And since we spent all the money on the commercial spot, we actually didn't spend any money on the actual commercial. But the idea is, I want you to go to Yeezy.com, Yeezy.com, and I'm going to write it at the bottom of the screen, and I got some shoes, and that's it.
Is it? That's it. That's what he paid $7 million to do. And it came back. People are counting his pockets saying it made a lot more than that. Like, at least 19 is what I heard. But you never know these things, man. It's whatever they want me to know. I just accept it these days. Yeah, of course. They're saying Usher for the Super Bowl. He made like 52 mil, like unreal, like it's off exposure. And he made $600 off his actual performance. They can circulate whatever they want to circulate. Like 52 mil off exposure. How do you calculate that? But hey, it is what it is. So, of course, the album, let me give it the stoner score. It was a great album. Up and down, it was a great album. 16 songs, 55 minutes. Longer than average, but it's not pause. I said longer than average. It's not too many. It's not exhausting. And it's good music. All of it is good music. His production is A-double-one. I don't know what's higher than A-1. A-double-one would be 11, wouldn't it? Whatever. So all of them got mad plays. You know how Spotify just shows you how many plays. 22 mil for this one, 16 mil for this one, 19 mil for that one, 24 mil. Like, there's 50 mil for this one. It's like, there's a lot of plays. And the thing with Kanye West is that he constantly updates these things. Like, it's not... He's going to hear it again and go change something. And now this one is grayed out because I'm guessing it's being updated. His music, his albums are a living thing, constant work. But all the songs were good. The only downside about the album is his, like, the rapping isn't on point. The delivery is a little bit off, and what he's actually saying for some of them are off. He's still saying some shit, but he ain't saying shit the right way somehow. I know I've played a few of them before, but let's just check out some, man. All the features is great. Dirk was great. This song is good. Walking on the track with my niggas drinking O.D. Pop in the liquor store, get your liquor when you're full of shit. Walking on the track with my niggas drinking O.D. Pop in the liquor store, get your liquor when you're full of shit. Trying to fuck something right now. That little hoe, she trying to fuck something right now. I'm trying to fuck something right now. That little hoe, she trying to fuck. Oh my god, let me stop right there. Damn. Like, there's a lot of good songs here, and a lot of people like this one. This is the most streamed one. The sampling was on something else. A lot of influence from other countries. This one. I have to stop it before the drop. Oh my gosh. There's a lot of good ones. Let me see. Let me play another one.
Let me get my paper right. Then come out, let's play tonight. Let me get this, my paper
the
right.
The break on this sample. Oh my.
Then come out, let's play tonight.
Back on that for the paper. Benjamin Frank, that's my neighbor. Deep in the night, let's get dangerous. We not the type to point fingers. She took the pipe, now she famous. It's plenty paper in rotation. Let's pick a private location. It's a no relation vacation. Went crazy, now let's go amazing. You can pick out your favorite purse. Bitch, better get your paperwork. Back on that for the paper. Back on that for the paper. Back on that for the paper. Back on that for the paper.
This is not normal, bro. This is not normal, bro. I'm gonna have to stop playing these things. This is not normal. This is a fantastic album. 9.4 on the Stoner score. I'll be real with you. This should be a 10, but the lyrics pushes it down a little bit to 9.4. Is this a classic? Yes. Like, damn, bro. This dude. He could talk his shit, but when it comes to the music, holy shit, the music and the fashion. All right, man, that's enough glazing. Let's move on. So that's a 9.4 on the Stoner score. That's Vultures 1 by Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign. Good shit. The Super Bowl, man. NFL is over, man. Shit. Now NBA is all we've got. I mean, soccer is there too, but come on now. Kaisen Knight was wearing a Nigeria jersey. It's pretty cool, the streamer. Soccer is there, but you know, America, NBA is all we've got till when, June? And then there's going to be a down period where there's nothing going on. until football comes back. But no more NFL, man. The Chiefs won another one, like I said. I dropped that one before, you know, the Super Bowl happened. So, you know, you could listen to the last episode. No. Predictions. But Taylor Swift was there. Ice Spice was right next to Taylor Swift. Yeah, it was a good game, too. The first half was real slow. The second half, it really turned into a good game. Went into overtime. 49ers chose to catch the ball. Of course, that's a new rule that people don't seem to understand. Like, I'm confused. I knew the rule. Like, I don't be watching every game like that, you know? I only watch real important games. Of course, I watch highlights of good players. I don't like boring shit. But even I knew this new rule that each team gets a chance to score. And you kick the field goal, the game's not over. It's not back in the day, nigga. They get a chance. And you give Mahomes a chance. And they won the game. Straight like that. Mahomes went back to back. Yeah, easy. I glazed enough last episode, so Usher did a great performance, draped in off-white, of course. And he was hugging up on Alicia Keys. Oh, man, it was looking, it's that work husband type shit. Shit was something else. Here's the thing. That's the end of the show.